A word for you from Hebrews chapter 12 verses 3 and 4. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. Dear friend, part of the race that we are running is our fight against sin. And don't immediately conclude that it is the sin of others around you and the sin that is in the world, as much as it might depress you. In the first case, it speaks here about your own sin, fighting against it. And we are given here something that is so invaluable, something that is so important in our fight against sin. It had started out in this chapter by remembering those who are surrounding us, the cloud of faith, those who victoriously went to heaven and yet not receiving the fullness of the promise. Yet we who have, now we should therefore lay aside every weight and sin which ensnares and run the race. But while running the race, we are to look to the Lord Jesus, to what he has accomplished. Verse 2, the joy that was set before him, the cross, despising the shames, being seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And it flows from that, verse 3 and 4, what the Lord Jesus was like. He endured hostility, and he endured discouragement, and we are to remember that in our fight against sin. Remembering our Lord who intercedes for us, having sympathy, because all these chapters before chapter 12 declare to us that we have a high priest who is not insensitive regarding our weakness, not insensitive regarding our so easily being discouraged, but he himself endured the same thing because he came in human flesh like you and me. And so, considering him, we are able to run the race, and we ought not to be discouraged, therefore. And you'll find quite a few verses from here and afterwards are declaring to us the importance of not being discouraged. It says, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Kusemqoka kakhulu ukuthi singadangali, simkhumbule lo uJesu lo owanqoba noma abizoni zamelana naye kangaka, nathi sidinga ukukhumbula yena. We need to remember him, not just historically, but he is therefore able to give us all his strength to conquer.